Christian f***ing right?
Let's go to church!
Preaching f***ed up hate!
Don't f***ing talk to me about
family values!
Listen up, haters.
Don't be hating on the homo. Hating.
You're gonna f***ing hate this.
You're f***ing anti-gay?
Put you in a motherfucking headlock and look at your motherfucking ass.
Valid thoughts, bullies.
Yo, dumbass argument.
We
fake ass bull.
F-
you.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
What the f***?
Some words are pretty f***ing offensive to say around kids. You f***ing.
Pretty f***ing simple.
Oh my f***ing god.
I wrote this piece on the behalf of our future posterity. If we do not sow into the fields of our young today, do remember that tomorrow they will be your rulers. I wrote this for the future of our country and the upholding and magnification of our Constitution and a care for the veterans who have so valiantly fought, bled, and died to ratify that Constitution. They fought for the freedoms that we now have. As do I have a care to please my Heavenly Father by honoring the death of His Son, Jesus Christ, who fought, bled, and died on Calvary's Hill for the sins of the world. He fought for our redemption to bestow upon us salvation, to live for what He died for, because as we all know, He's not on that cross anymore. He is alive forevermore, and that's why we fight. It all started when doing high school assemblies across the nation of ours that I noticed articles would come out on me through the media which were nothing less than being contrived, fabricated, and thrown out there as facts about my assembly, when in truth, oftentimes the reporters would not stay or even see the assembly that they were purportedly writing about. What, I ask, could possibly be wrong with teaching our foundations and our laws to the young in public schools in this country? Shouldn't they be teaching that? One thing that I noticed immediately was that we started to feel some opposition when the media began to push the gay agenda on the American people. Something was up, and I had to find out what it was. I figured that if they wanted to blow the smoke, then I'll bring the fire. It has been said to tell the truth in the time of deception is a revolutionary act. Well, I say in response to that statement, if it is truth that brings on a revolution, then bring on the revolution so we as a people can gut out the deceptions. And of course, those who promulgate the deception. And I have noticed that deception is all that the homosexual radicals have brought to the table because the truth doesn't work for their agenda. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Barney Frank. His name was brought up in a court testimony as being involved in a pedophile ring operation and accused of having sexual relations with a boy who was brought to Frank's home in Massachusetts. America, you need to understand.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker, boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, there was not a better title to come up with concerning today's show than the one that I came up with, the National Download. This is the days of Noah, when you're being rained upon. You know how everybody just kind of mocked Noah and scoffed Noah? Until it started to rain, and then he entered into the ark, and eight souls were saved, and nobody was laughing after that anymore, were they? No, that's where we're at today, friends, and to give you the information that I need to give you today, it's information, again, for the most part, where the mainstream media doesn't want you to see this, and I need to bring it to the forefront, because this is concerning what needs to take precedent, what's pertinent to me and you, concerning that which we need to take responsibility for and correcting. I mean, we act as if we're not obligated before God and man to right the wrongs. I mean, this, what's taking place is definitely the mystery of iniquity, lawlessness that's taking place across the boards in this country. Before we get to that, I do want to show you how to get over to us on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, I want to remind everybody over there as well, talking about to my affiliates and my social media platforms, that information over there is given to you from those that are a part of the culture war. Those are the ones that are in the fight, bringing about answers concerning former military, police, attorneys, constitutional attorneys, preachers, so on and so forth. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 10 to 15 articles written and posted every single day for you, giving you, again, the information that the mainstream media wants to hide from you. Again, highlighting the fact that these are the judgments upon a disobedient people. You're not going to get away from that. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. When you go over there, friends, top left side of that page, if you'd like to call in at any time, we would love to just hear from you. Love hearing from you anyways. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to say this, friends. Do remember, I'm not looking for people to call in and address us in gratitude. If you have anything that you want to contend for concerning the faith or the Constitution, we're more than happy to address that. And if we're wrong, we'll stand corrected on that. Again, that number is 281-845-4704. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here, okay? John 14:6, Acts 4:12. The scriptures go on and on. I think you understand what it is that we're sharing with you and where this information comes from. And again, for those that take responsibility, we are here not only to magnify the problem, but we are to magnify the crimes concerning those that are bringing the issue of lawlessness in this country. For it is the heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24 as well, John 7:24 as well, old and new. New is fulfilling of the old. So let's get to this, friends. I just wanted to show you this because about 2 weeks ago, I was highlighting the fact that we have people that are coming into this country. They're being allured into this country. They're colonizing in America. You all the well know that there's 35 jihadi camps in America today. You know that they're colonizing here. You know that they have increased dramatically in this country since September 11, 2001, under the guise of being under attack by the people that the mainstream media told us for 18 years was responsible for the two towers dropping. Folks, it doesn't line up in any sense of the word. Again, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it's going to come under the guise of fighting or being attacked by a foreign enemy. That's not what's been going on. But I can tell you the people that they're alluring into this country that are now filling the halls of government, namely those that are not here to assimilate. Listen, I want you all to understand something. I know that we are all a bunch of people that have come from different nations, but we've assimilated into this nation. We've done it lawfully. We haven't come here to conquer. No, we came here because we seen that it was asylum for us concerning our forefathers and our ancestors that gone before us. But when it comes to the likes of those that I'm going to highlight right now, you're going to understand perfectly, friends, that they're not here to assimilate. They're wearing all their garb. They're blurting the truth out in their confusion by telling us in America that they're here to conquer. And yes, I'm addressing the Muslims. And again, just go ahead and ask them the question. And the point that I wanted to make there, friends, as far as are you here to conquer, just go ahead and look at their actions, friends, because they speak a lot louder than their words. But I am addressing the fact that they're not here seeking asylum, friends. They're here to seek and destroy. And that's exactly the fruit of these people, as you're soon to see here. You know what's going on in Texas right now. You see that they're building cities in Texas under, you know, Greg Abbott, you know, the conservative godly man. Again, friends, this is not happening just in Texas. It's happening all across the country. Your governors are alluring these that mean to destroy this country into this country. And again, if you know anything about Adolf Hitler, it's exactly what he did. And it all lies back to the scripture in the first place, because this is the hand of God bringing these things upon a people that refuse to take heed to his commandments in dealing with the very issues that they fail to deal with. So let's go ahead and kick this off, friends. We have in Minnesota again, not only do we have treasonous Keith Ellison, who is a plant. He's been installed by the CIA. We all know that. We also have Tim Walz. They want to bring in 200% to 300% more Muslims into this country because they need our help. Well, once they get our help, they come into the country, and what do? They attack our system to tear it down, just like they said. Well, Alpha News reported lawmakers call for reform after feeding our future suspect tries to flee amid fraud charges. Now, I want you to listen to this, because this is Haibo Dar. She's 50 years old. She was arrested at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport this last week as she was allegedly trying to flee the country. Prosecutors say that she orchestrated a massive fraud through her business, Northside Wellness Center, under the sponsorship of Feeding Our Children. It's always the kids that are used as an example, friends. And when you see headers like that, you need to pull the curtain back and see what it's all about. Because this is what the bad guys do. They love to use the children as the excuse to implement more of their controls. And that's not what we want. But again, I'm just here to tell you, friends, this is what is happening today concerning the download across the United States of America. I was also going to bring up the fact, not only is it Keith Ellison and Tim Walz, but we also have treasonous terrorist Ilhan Omar that's being promoted by the mainstream media across the boards that's palling around with these people that mean to destroy the country. So it should show you, Americans, that you need to take responsibility and deal with these corrupt individuals, because if you don't, nobody will. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was correct when he said, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless people. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." President Andrew Jackson rightly stated that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, and the Supreme Court is then become our ruler.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this 5-day, 5-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
BBSRadio.com.
Yeah, that's crazy. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just thinking to myself, I said, that's crazy, and you probably heard me say, that's crazy. Maybe this should explain to you folks why we're being censored. Because we're bringing information to you that shows you who the responsible party is. And at the end of the day, we're finding out that our sin is before God, and our sin is finding us out. Because all of it's before the Lord, not merely before men. And in saying that, friends, I just want to tell you how I don't want to say the word depressing, because I'm not a depressed guy. I'm a happy guy, but I'm a very serious guy about what's going on in this country, because at the end of the day, I believe that we can win the day the same way that our forefathers did. No question about it. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And again, as I was saying at church yesterday, we're not to limit the Holy One. You know what, folks? God's greatest concerning his men have been weak men that known and have known that the Lord is with them. That men might find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. We serve a God of impossibilities. That's what's so awesome about him. You know, I was talking yesterday, just a side note, at church about something that Augustine said. He was a theologian. A very popular theologian, a very sound theologian. And he was talking about how reason must always work with faith. And I had to make distinctions so people could understand that, because most people have discernment. And because in contradiction to that, or at least some would think that it was a contradiction, Ben Franklin said that reason is enemy to faith.
Well, let me give it to you this way. What Augustine was saying is that the reason that works with faith is in Christ, not outside of Christ. When Ben Franklin said reason is an enemy to true faith, absolutely it is. And I'm going to give you an example of just that. Carnal mind is at enmity with the things of God. Okay? That's what Ben Franklin was talking about. And what Augustine was talking about, the reason that works with faith in Christ. Do you guys all remember at 4 o'clock in the morning, the fourth hour, you had none other than Jesus walking on the water? Do you remember while he was walking on the water, the Bible tells us that, listen carefully, Peter bid Jesus that he could come out and walk on the water with him. It wasn't Jesus saying, come on. It was Peter wanting to test his faith because he was around the Christ for so long that he wanted to begin to be a partaker of the very spirit that Christ himself walked in by the Holy Ghost. Do you remember that he started to walk out? And as he started to walk out, he was succeeding at what the Lord, if you want to use that word, succeeding as to what the Lord himself was doing by walking on the water. But do you also remember that it tells us right after that, all of a sudden, Peter starts to look at the boisterous waves and what happened when he started to reason in his carnal mind. When he got away from the things of Christ, keeping his eyes on the author and the finisher of his faith, Hebrews 12:2. When he took his eyes off of Christ in the spirit, what did he do? He began to look at his carnal reasoning. He began to look at the old man. And once he started to do that, he started to question the things of Christ. And what happened, friends? He started to sink, didn't he? He started to sink, and what did Jesus say to him? Oh, you have little faith. Didn't he say that? Yes, he did. And folks, we need to make distinction, and that is the importance of us always staying in the Spirit, always staying in the Word, where we can be used by the Lord to see the impossible take place in this land. Now, I brought this up because I said I believe that we can do this, and I've said this, friends, that our extremity, and we are in these extreme times now, in our extremities, these are God's opportunity concerning those that love him enough to obey him and to test his resources that he wants to show you. It's his good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. He's not withholding it. He's not a resentful God, friends. He's not a vindictive God. He says to his sons and his daughters, come, prove me now in this. Know that I'm God. He says in his word that you can call unto him and he will answer and he'll show himself strong on your behalf. And Jesus said in John 14:12, he said, hey, listen, greater works are you going to do than I did because I go unto my Father. Now, we all know that the Lord is not a liar. And if he's not a liar, friends, then we need to start to tap in and press into the kingdom of God, go to the throne of grace and ask the Lord the things that he desires to show himself strong on our behalf, that his will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. It's not going to happen any other way. Matter of fact, scripture tells us you have not because you ask not. We have to ask accordingly, friends. So let's stick to his plan, not our own. I mean, folks, if you want to see where man's plan has brought us in the keeping of man's commandments and making void God's commandments, and you can differentiate that between the carnal and the spirit, go ahead and take a look around. Go ahead and take a look around, friends. We need to see this. We need to seek the face of him who can save us from ourselves and empower us by the Holy Ghost in the imputation of the righteousness of Christ to do for our posterity what so many are unwilling to do for their posterity. Let that be our legacy. Let our legacy be that one which is honorable, not dishonorable. Let it be one of goodness, righteousness, and truth. Ephesians 5:9, not one of reproach. My goodness, folks, we have an opportunity now. Let's make the most of the opportunity and let's stand together and see what the Lord won't do on our behalf for his glory. Amen. Okay, I wanted to let you know, 281-845-4704, that's the number. I was just highlighting the fact that we have these Muslims that mean to conquer. There are those that are here, friends, that are of the Muslim religion. They are afforded asylum, but not those that mean to come in here and to conquer this nation. They must lawfully be dealt with. And what we're finding is that many of these Muslims are behind the fraud, behind the crimes, where they are, in fact, assailing the American people in our country as we know it. I'm going to show you more.
Look at this. This is brand new as well. This is also in Minnesota. Alpha News just reported the suspect in the Marucci arena shooting at the UMN Minneapolis appears to have been Hamza. I'm not even going to try to say his last name. Here, maybe I'll try. Ardashadi, 20 years old, committing crimes against the people. I thought they needed our help. I thought they were seeking asylum because of the dire situation and where they were. And what do they do? And folks, this is what we're seeing all across the world today. These people come in as victims, and once they get in, what do? They attack the system. They attack the system. Here, let me show you this, because what I'm going to show you right now is an individual walking into a store. He's a Muslim, and he's got his imam garb on, and he's walking around telling people what they're going to be doing in the state of Texas if they don't begin to adhere to the Muslim demands. And I'm talking about what's going on in America, friends. This individual's walking into a grocery store. And again, I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say. It's important that you hear this.
Assalamualaikum. Mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Assalamualaikum. Muslim, right? Mashallah. You know, as a merchant, you have every legal right to sell whatever you want.
Listen carefully.
As a Muslim, I have a responsibility to tell you, to educate the people and let them know that as a Muslim, you shouldn't sell haram. The alcohol, the pork, the gambling, it's all against Islam. And so I'm just letting you know ahead of time, in about 30 days, we're going to start doing demonstrations around the city.
This is in Texas. The Muslims are going to stand up. We have an imam telling the people that we're going to go ahead and start to demonstrate against what it is that you're doing in here in America because it violates our religion. Folks, they do not have a right to come into America and demand government, to establish government. This is what they're doing. This is what they're doing with the aid of your governors throughout the United States of America, many of them, not all of them. But the fact of the matter is, friends, this is another form of treason. And what they're doing, namely what you're hearing and seeing right now, friends, is completely unconstitutional. In fact, it's an act of treason every step of the way. Go ahead, read Article 3, Section 3, because, friends, this is what's happening in this country today. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43 as well. Also read Deuteronomy 28, verse 51, because when you start to see some of these scriptures, it's like, wait a second, what you said before is exactly what's happening here today. And I know a lot of people in America, they're afraid of the Muslims because they don't want to be beheaded. They don't want to be dismembered. Well, the fact of the matter is, America, if you look at what's going on in the halls of hospitals, as they call them, throughout the United States of America, namely under these roofs of covering called Planned Parenthood, where these said doctors, which in fact are murderers, read I was thinking of Proverbs 6:17 and Exodus 20, verse 13 as well, but they're murdering babies, and what are they doing? They're beheading them, they're dissecting them, then they're selling their body parts online. And that's why most Americans are afraid of the Muslims, that they might do that to them. Well, do you see how you're reaping what you're sowing? Galatians 6, 7, and 8. I hope you do. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 50 when you get a moment, and 63 during the break. We'll be right back. God who gave us life also gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God, that they are not to be violated but by His wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice cannot sleep forever. Notes on the State of Virginia, 1781, Thomas Jefferson.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends. As you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know what? In the face of all the crime, Do you guys all understand who's promoting all of this crime in the United States of America? It's your said representatives in the halls of government, which are a reflection of the people in the church. Did you know that? All of that which is taking place in your country concerning the crime level, what speaks volumes is the inaction of the American people in being what they claim to be as Christians. 86% of you. No joke. It's absolutely what's going on. And what's even worse is when you see, let's say, for example, just these said governors throughout the United States and these mayors that have committed the act of treason. And I'm just talking about state government, aside of federal government, which is a whole nother story, as you well know. Isn't it interesting the crimes that they have been exposed for? Let's just say, again, concerning the topic of treason. They're not being dealt with. There's no justice upon their heads. Who's allowing this to go on? And that goes back to what Edmund Burke said. Edmund Burke said they'll always do whatever the people let them get away with. Hey, folks, again, every country deserves the government that it has because the government, the people in this country, what you see in government starting with the church is a reflection of the government, the people.
So we're not going to like look for some sort of savior outside of Jesus Christ that's going to fix our issues. No, there's terms with coming to Christ. And it's not a decision. Okay? It's when the Holy Ghost leads you and convicts you and brings you to godly repentance for violating his moral law, which is the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. Where is Augustine said the law detects? Grace alone conquers. The law detects, it drives you to the cross where Christ alone bestows mercy and grace upon you to conquer your old man and your sin nature. Thereby, what does he do? There's a born-again experience. There's regeneration. There's a renewing, Titus 3:5, Ezekiel 36. And in the process, he empowers you by the Holy Ghost, and then he gives you all power over all of the enemy. So there's absolutely no excuse as to why we're here today. Less than 3% of the population established what we have today. Less than 3%. Now you have less than 1.7% of the population in the halls of government, starting in the church, and corruption in the mainstream media that are being used to do what? To destroy this country. It's shameful. Well, let me add insult to injury when it comes to the topics and what we're covering, because I'm showing you right now what's going across and on across the country right now, and it's a national download. This is the information the mainstream media most, in most cases, don't want you to see. Have you ever considered that those that have committed the act of treason, did you also pay attention to the fact that they're now assailing the American people and your police force, saying we need to get rid of the cops? Isn't that crazy? Nobody, by the way, nobody advocates the crime more than corruption in the halls of government. Again, which is a reflection of the people. I want to bring you to Virginia right now so you can understand to the degree that they are going. And they're taking the rest of you and your families in the road that they mean to take you down. In spite of the way things are right now, some are saying, oh my goodness, I mean, our country's going crazy right now. What is wrong with us? I'm giving you the answer. I'm giving you absolute the answer. And the answer is being doers of the word, not hearers only. It's just that simple. Okay? But to say that things are so bad and then to sit back on top of what's going on in listening to these treasonous governors and mayors say, you know what, let's go ahead and get rid of the police. You can't make it up.
Town Council in Northern Virginia voting last night to begin the process of eliminating its police department. Agency's been a fixture in Virginia for more than a century. The move, part of an effort to cut spending, with the mayor hoping to save more than $3 million. The recent development comes as a shock, though, to some residents and city officials.
I was taken back. I was just in shock that without any discussion, without any public input, without any planning, and not even including the entire council in it, that the motion even came up.
What will it look like for a town removing our PD? It just was really ill-advised, and I just am very disappointed in their behavior.
I was not aware of it. No.
And your reaction when you found out?
I was shocked.
So nobody, hey, you know what, folks? Isn't it interesting? Nobody was aware of it. But yet, somehow or another, it is unconstitutionally being pushed forward. It shows you to the emboldenedness that these criminals walk in, that they don't even care about what the people have to say anymore, that they just go ahead and do it. And then it comes as a surprise to those that are given the responsibility to represent the people, only to listen to them say, we had no idea that this was going on. Well, then who's doing it? Does anybody pull the curtain back? Well, that's what you have me and Tim here for on a daily basis, friends. That's what you have us here for on a daily basis. Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's go ahead and get rid of the police force. That's a great idea. Aren't these the same people that are saying, let's get rid of the arms so the people can no longer resist us concerning corruption within the halls of government? It's exactly who they are. They mean to make you a prey. Boy, that sounds like scripture to me, man. Deuteronomy 28:63. Read it when you get a moment. Let me go ahead and shift gears really quick. Brand new information, and I want to show you how far that they're willing to take this one as well, and you're going to see this in just a moment. This is brand new. Fox 11 in Los Angeles, California was just there last week. Interestingly enough, the sports science host, John Brenkus, he dies at 54 years old. Nobody can explain to anybody as to what's going on. Here's another guy, Caroline. I can't see her last name because it's a little blurry. It looks like a Huli. My son got the Pfizer vaccine, and 4 or 5 days later, he had a stroke. Isn't that interesting? Victor's now had stroke 4. Victor had a stroke 4 days after his vaccine. And you know what's even crazier about this? And again, I'm just going to go ahead and say what everybody already knows. Okay, I'm going to be the conscience to this country right now. Everybody's sitting back saying, we just don't know what happened. We don't know what's going on. We can't figure out what's going on. I mean, that's just insane. Literally, that's what they're saying. Here, let me bring you to Australia really quick. Australia records highest rates of aggressive cancer in the world, and they say, we don't know why. Oh my goodness. Jeremiah 5:21 tells me, Jesus continuously said this, you have eyes, but you see not. You have ears, but you hear not. You have eyes, but you see not. You have ears, but you hear not. They just don't know what's going on, friends. And the doctors that profited from it and that were incentivized to do it, they just don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you what they do know is they're making more money off it by playing the fool and saying, we don't know what's going on. But now they have another remedy concerning the issues, the health issues that they are responsible for creating. Isn't that right? Yeah. Come on, Americans. Let's quit playing the fool here. It's embarrassing. It really, truly is. Here's another one. A 19-year-old, brand new, 19-year-old student, Simon Scott. On April 3rd, she had dose 1 of Moderna. May 1st, dose 2 of Moderna. May 1st through 16th, she had cough, fatigue, nosebleeds. May 16th, she had heart failure, myocarditis. May 23rd, heart transplant recommended. Do you see how they're profiting from what they incurred upon you, friends? Immunosuppressive drugs for transplants led to severe lung infection. And on June 11th, the 19-year-old student, Simon Scott, deceased. And they just don't know what's going on. Oh, that is a bad... Hey, both for the good people and the bad people. Oh, my goodness. This is worse than going back into the dark ages. It really, truly is. Oh, do you see this in America? The Daily Mail just reported, as a matter of fact, I seen this from a guy that I know out there that's in ministry as well. He said he was just at the Denver, Colorado airport. So I suspect that the Daily Mail is reporting on what happened concerning the passengers that were transitioning from plane to plane or from city to city. Okay, airport on red alert as passengers are diagnosed with the world's most infectious disease. Whoa, where did that come from? Does anybody ever pay attention to the timing of what's going on here? And by the way, don't stand there or don't sit there and don't drive along and act like what I'm sharing with you is speculative, friends. Absolutely not. We have eyes and the Lord gave us eyes to see. We have ears and the Lord gave us ears to hear. Thank you for the anointing and thank you for the Holy Ghost. My goodness, look at the timing of what's going on. Didn't the WHO, who you've been warned about 10,000 times from this platform over the last 4 years, didn't we warn you about the terror-tied overseer of that criminal organization? Didn't I just play a video for you last week of them all rejoicing at the WHO, now giving them authority? By the way, it's completely null and void in America. No matter what your corrupt politicians do, it's null and void. But if you don't know the difference, they're going to keep pushing the ball forward. Guess what they're doing? They're pushing the ball forward. In other words, Americans, they're coming again, just like I told you would. Just like I told you that they would. Okay? So now all of a sudden, just brand new, friends. Brand new, just 2 days old. All of a sudden, here comes, right after they passed it through, all of a sudden, here comes this world's most infectious disease. Whoa, what a coincidence, man. What an absolute coincidence. But, you know, there's good news on the other side of this as well. they're not, people in the country aren't as stupid as they want you to be or think you to be. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the errors, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority, away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God. Charles Spurgeon.
BBSRadio.com.
You know what I find? Just a personal side note. When I'm doing everything that I can do to protect you and your family, how there are people out there that'll say, you know what? Where's the compassion? Where's the mercy? Let me ask you the question to that. Where is the compassion and the mercy to the innocent that fall victim to the predators that you mean to protect? Are you saying that, Bradley, where's the compassion and where's the mercy? Are you saying that because you don't want anybody to see what it is that you're tolerating? I'll bet you that has everything in the world to do with it. Everything in the world to do with it. Absolutely 100%. No, quite frankly, I don't like being lied to. I don't like when we're being lied to by our said representatives. I don't like what's going on within the halls of the said Church of America today. And I'm talking about the popular church, 1 Kings 13:33. You know, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Charles Spurgeon said that the church that's loved the most, God hates the most. He's exactly right. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. Jesus said that you're going to be hated for my namesake, but somehow or another, you just love those preachers. Why is it? You better ask yourself the question as to what it is that they're not preaching that you would adhere to them in such a fashion, unless it is that you bear the cross, you deny yourself and take up your cross and follow him on a daily basis. Amen. Wanted to tell you really quick, friends, and I'm going to get back to this, that June 28th, 10 to 4 p.m., 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., picnic at the park. It's at the Parish Park in Johnstown, Colorado. Again, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're looking forward to it. Jason Walker, the new CEO from KHNC 1360, will be there, as will I be there, and other speakers to be named as we move closer to that date. Just wanted to let you know. Also, check out our schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Let me continue on as to what's going on here in your country. You guys all the well know concerning the whole going back to the pandemic in the beginning of the latest one, because there were several of them, a plethora of them, but you knew all the well that the manufacturer said on the back of the manufacturer box concerning those masks that they said you needed to wear, that it does not prevent disease. Now, I knew, and I know, I'm just highlighting something that we already knew here, but I just want to bring it and bear forth this information to those that may still be in a little darkness and you need to be pushed in the light a little bit harder. I want you to understand something, folks. There's nothing natural about wearing that mask. Nothing natural at all. The Lord has given you an immune system to fight these things off. And when it comes to what they called COVID, remember that it is a cold strain. Your body fights that off with ease, okay? As you all the well know. Now, going forward, the manufacturer telling you that they didn't work, here's a brand new post just yesterday. In 2008, Dr. Anthony Fauci, repeat criminal, co-authored a paper about the Spanish flu. I want you to remember that the father of the vaccine, Donald Trump, told you all the people that lived during the beginning of the 1900s that took the said vaccinations, they were the ones that lived through the Spanish flu. He told you just the exact opposite of what is true. The ones that took the said vaccinations were the ones that died. Okay, this is what politicians do. Read Isaiah 5:20. Read John 8:44. My goodness, folks, read what their father does. And folks, you can see that the wicked apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree when it calls to the devil and his minions, right? John 10:10. But I want you to see this, friends. They discovered that most of the victims of the Spanish flu during that era didn't die from the Spanish flu. We already knew that. They died from bacterial pneumonia. And the bacterial pneumonia was caused by, wait for it, friends, wearing masks. Wearing masks. You know what's just crazy about that? When I see people at the airport, or I see people at a restaurant, or I see people at a grocery store or at a retail store or wherever I might see them, and I see them wearing a mask, you know what's sad about it is they think that they've got one over on you. And these are the ones that call you a conspiracy theorist for not wearing one. I mean, you've seen these people, folks, double mask and put shields on. I took a picture of one of these lunatics when we were driving down the highway one day. You've seen some people, no joke, wearing masks inside of swimming pools. No joke. Going under the water in wearing masks. Out on the beach, on the West Coast, on the East Coast, wearing masks in the water. And they think they got one over on you. Did you see these plastic tents they would put in their offices, friends? Oh my goodness gracious. What is it that the American people won't drink? I mean, it's right there. I know that's a real small number of lunatics, but again, friends, just putting this into perspective, when I see these people wear masks, I already know within myself, these people think they got one over on you, And the fact of the matter is they have nothing on anybody that has enough common sense not to wear them. Now, I said during the end of the last segment that there's a good portion of the people in this country, obviously, that didn't go along with it. I also want you to know, and I play the videos before the show for you, that the statistics that they gave through their false polling concerning the numbers at the beginning of this last pandemic, it was interesting how they kept changing those numbers around. They wanted to throw so many numbers out there. Like, for example, they wanted to tell you that over half the American people have taken the shot. Baloney. Nonsense. They're lying to you. And the reason they told you that, again, they wanted to browbeat you into submission. They wanted you to just go along with what everybody else was doing when a majority of the American people did not go along with it. They did not drink their cup of Kool-Aid. And you would see the numbers change constantly. And the reason I'm bringing that up, friends, is the only reason they were doing that is they were trying to drive you with the fear of man, which brings about a snare to get you into the doctor or one that was being incentivized to put that bioweapon into your body. Read Leviticus 17:11. My goodness, folks, do not do it. Right? I mean, you see the fruit that's hanging on their trees. Well, I can tell you this. Remember they started to come out, DeWine, that pedophile? Remember they did this across the country? Remember when they seen that people weren't going along with their lying narrative? And remember they were trying to sell you the lying narrative, saying everybody was going along with it? Then why is it that they had to do lotteries? Why is it that they try to sell you keys to the city? See, it didn't jive, friends. They were everything they were doing, there was conjecture. There was contradiction to everything they were saying if you were paying attention to what they were trying to do. And don't you think for one moment that they were out getting their shot neither. They were not as they were promoting it. Here, let me show you what just came out. This came out on May 30th. And again, this is coming from the Daily Mail. Health experts are now furious. Listen carefully. They are furious that people are avoiding. I'm sorry, it says health experts furious as people avoid getting COVID jab. As newly highly contagious strain emerges, again, pay attention to the timing. I also want you to pay attention simultaneously, friends, to the states that have given power unconstitutional authority to Department of Health in your particular states to go ahead and quarantine you and force you to take their bioweapons. I hope you're paying attention, friends. I wanted to show you one more thing before the end of the show here. Experts claim, this is again, this is coming from a different country, and I'm thinking it's Australia. Experts claim air raid sirens could be used to let it's a PSYOP, for instance, psychological manipulation. That's what it is. Experts claim air raid sirens could be used to let people know when a new COVID strain is circulating, leading to quicker queuing for vaccinations. As a matter of fact, it's brand new, June 2nd, 2025. This is brand new from today. Americans, you're under attack. Go to Exodus 20. Read God's moral law. Notice as you're going down from 1 to 10, and if I had more time, I'd shoot them off real quick. You violated every single one of those laws. It's time for you to repent and put your faith in Christ that he gives you. It's not man-made. Man cannot give it to you. It all comes from the Lord. Put your faith in Jesus Christ and live unto him who died for you. And in the process, what you're going to be doing is building, not going along with the narrative to continuously give your words over to the destroyer. Amen. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. Again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com for our schedule and or go over to the store. Your orders will go out first thing tomorrow morning. 1 John 3:18, again, we're to love you not by word, neither tongue, but by deed and by truth. This by our hurts are assured before him. Amen.